to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That's hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
When we last left Joshua at Jericho, we were remembering why the Feast of Trumpets is important to the Lord. And here's a part of that reason. At the city of Jericho, with the hugest walls the children of Israel had ever seen, God told Joshua and his army, march around, blow the shofar, the ram's horn, specifically said the ram's horn, blow it and shout unto God. And so they did. We pick up in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 16.
And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, the ram's horn, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city.
And then in verse 20,
it says, so the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell flat.
Hallelujah. You know, we don't believe for a second that the sound of the shofar knocked down the walls or that the shout of the people knocked down the walls. God knocked down the walls.
God knocked down the walls because the people were obedient.
Hallelujah.
But I can tell you, Jeff, that the sound of seven trumpets sounding is awesome.
It's a powerful sound.
Yeah, it's a powerful sound. And so when Jewish people gather on the upcoming Feasts of Trumpets, which is referred to in the Jewish world as a Jewish New Year, when that sound of the trumpet is heard, the spirit of the people gathered, the spirits are stirred, and they're open. And that's why, friends, we are encouraging you to use this time of the year to share and witness with Jewish people.
Hey, here's a great way to even start the conversation. We're going to give you more detail on this as we go and how it relates to Jesus. But here's a great idea. When you talk to a Jewish friend in the next couple of days and say, oh, are you going to services for the High Holy Days? And say, how about that shofar? I guarantee you, every Jew you talk to is going to say something like, oh, that sound is, oh, I love that sound. It's so stirring. Oh, it's so meaningful. And it just opens the door for you to be able to talk about how God's plan for blowing the shofar and Jesus' return are going to fit hand in hand.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about the shofar that's going to sound at the return of Messiah in upcoming shows.
Right.
But right now, just be prepared in your heart. Just be praying. Just be considering which Jewish people you want to witness to, you want to share with, that this Jesus who you worship is actually the Jewish Messiah.
Yeah, and listen, even if you want to engage someone, if you've never heard the shofar yourself, of course, you'll hear it on this program. We already did it once. We'll do it a couple more times before we get to the Feast of Trumpets. But if you've never heard it live, hey, there's something you can say to a Jewish person. You know, I've never really heard a shofar. What does it sound like? Or just engage them. See, engage them talking about the shofar.
I guarantee you, if you say that to a Jewish person, they'll go, it sounds something like this. They'll do some kind of imitation. Now, of course, it's not going to really be, but every Jewish person has heard the sound of the ram's horn.
That's right. It is stirring whoever might hear it. Now, this is what we're trying to show you how, in this segment, how God used the shofar biblically in the book of Joshua and at Jericho, but he also did so elsewhere. And we'll talk more about how the ram's horn is really throughout Scripture, both in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Scriptures, and in the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant. Friends, it is not only a stirring sound, but it's stirring the way God uses the trumpet. And Ted, that's why we believe that God set up the Feast of Trumpets in the first place, because it's so stirring.
And again, while Jewish people will refer to it as Jewish New Year, we know it as the Lord's Feast of the Sounding of the Trumpets.
Hallelujah. So Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, that's how most people will refer to it. But you and I know it's Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar, because that's what the Bible says it is, and that's where we live, in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Bless God. We are Messianic Minutes. We would really like to hear from you. This is a good time of year to send a tax-deductible contribution. You can get our physical address through the website, or you can give electronically right through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.